Bob Dylan is only marginally older than I, so I've been listening to him for as long as just about anyone still alive has. To be honest, back in the day, with few exceptions, I preferred his songs covered by others. The Byrds, Buffalo Springfield, the Mamas and Papas, Peter, Paul, and Mary, and of course the band I was in the late 1960s, Jericho Harp. But in my world, Dylan is sui generis, iconic. So when I learned last winter that the traveling exhibit titled Daniel Kramer, Photographs of Bob Dylan, was headed to Hibbing, to the sublimely named Palucci Space Theater, there was no doubt in my mind that I would see it. I almost didn't. It's been there since May 23rd. We'll be moving on August 23rd, and for one reason and another, I couldn't get to it till there was only a week left in a calendar collision when I had a window of exactly one day, a close call, and I'm really, really glad it happened. Daniel Kramer, a New York City-based photographer and film director, well-known internationally, tried and tried and tried to get to Dylan in 1963, 1964, and finally, through persistence and good luck, Dylan's handlers granted him an hour. An hour which, because of charisma and kismet and perceived opportunity for all concerned, turned into half a day, which led to another day and night, and then to 2 years. Kramer was on the bus, as they say. These are black and white photos, lots of them on stage and backstage, some in coffee houses and other 60s hangouts, some including other famous faces, Joan Baez, Robbie Robertson, Al Cooper, Johnny Cash, John Hammond, Peter Yarrow, the Beat Poets, Allen Ginsberg and Peter Orlovsky. The cigarette smoke is practically palpable. You can almost smell it in the gallery. My favorite picture is a close-up of Dylan in performance, playing guitar and harmonica, and there's a lit cigarette lodged in the harmonica in such a way that when he's done with the harmonica, he can take a pull on the cigarette. These pictures, taken in 1964 and 1965, document the times in the way places looked and people dressed, the cars we were driving, and they document the metamorphosis of Bob Dylan from folk musician to rock and roll superstar. It's my history in those photos, too, and that's why the exhibit is so popular and so successful. I was in Bemidji the other day and stopped at Watermark Art Center to see another photography exhibit, Head in the Clouds, Feet on the Ground, by Gregory Thompson. These are landscapes and heavy weather and snowflakes. I don't think I've seen snowflakes photographed before. I heard Gregory Thompson talk about the process on Northern Community Radio, and I didn't really understand it then. Now, having seen the pictures, I still don't understand it, but they're beautiful. There are big, bright, glossy photos and others rendered on what made me think of canvas, a matte finish that wraps around the edges. Another terrific show at Watermark. It's up until September 27th. Get it onto your short list of things to do.